From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Shatters, that's right. I love this American ride.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starr Radio Show, and good morning to all of you Democrats that are just now waking up. Wow, what a weird night in Chicago. Hello, everybody. Great to have you with us today, and we've got a lot to get through. We're going to be talking with the Trump campaign here in just a little while. Also, Congressman Jim Jordan is going to drop by. Of course, they are advancing an impeachment inquiry against Joe Biden, and we'll give you the very latest there. What a weird night. Did you watch the speech last night? I watched the entire thing, and I'm looking. I had things I had to do last night, and I thought, you know what? I'll wait. I'll watch the speech, and then I'll get back to doing what I needed to do. But the problem is, Biden didn't show up until well after 11 o'clock last night. Talk about the ultimate insult! It's bad enough that his own party staged a coup to force this guy out of the race. But then, in what was supposed to be a night to celebrate Joe Biden, they boot the guy out of primetime, and he's going up against, what, little Jimmy Kimmel and all those guys. It really was insulting. But we got to talk about this because the Democrat Party, they've been all about vibes lately, right? We're joyful. I mean, they're going around, and they're smiling, and they're laughing, and they're having a good time, and they're tossing each other bags of Doritos and convenience stores and just palling around together. Joy, 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 joy. I'm just happy, happy to be alive. I'm joyful. There was no joy last night in Chicago. None whatsoever. As a matter of fact, last night was not so much about joy as it was rage. Now, look, I don't know what they had Biden jacked up on last night, but let me say this. That guy was wired. He at one point, he was like banging his fist and shaking his fist in the air. I thought, honest to goodness, I thought he was going to jump off of the stage and run over and just start punching people like Nancy Pelosi in the face. I mean, there was rage last night. And by the way, I know a lot of it was directed at Donald Trump, but I think there was something else going on last night. So when Joe Biden came out onto that stage, he was angry. He was angry at the Democrats. He was angry at Pelosi. He was angry at Barack Hussein Obama. He was angry at Kamala Harris. I suspect he was probably angry at Dr. Mrs. First Lady Jill Biden, the scheming wife, the First Lady. And I suspect he was also angry with the moochers in the Biden family crime syndicate. That's who I really think he was angry with last night. But he couldn't get out on the stage and say all of that. So instead, he turned his wrath on Donald Trump. Now, we're going to get into the speech last night, and I'm curious to know what you thought about Joe Biden's speech last night. But I want to we've got to step back for a few moments, because last night, again, was supposed to be about joy. It was supposed to be about sending Joe Biden off. It was his farewell address. But they talked more about Donald J. Trump last night than anything, more than the economy. And it wasn't even close. The economy, the border. The only thing that really jazzed them up last night was abortion. And last night, ladies and gentlemen, last night, the opening night of the Democratic National Convention was brought to you by Evangelicals for Harris and Moloch, the pagan god of child sacrifice. They literally booted Joe Biden out of prime time so they could accommodate a bunch of pro-abortion activists. That's what happened last night. You can't make this stuff up. But last night, it was not about Joe Biden. It was about, what do they call it, reproductive rights. That's what was going on last night. It was brutal. By the way, the New York Times, kudos to the New York Times, because they were actually fact-checking Joe Biden in real time, and they were busy. I mean busy last night. And they were being very honest and open. Now, you did not hear a lot of this on the cable news, but according to the New York Times, when Biden was speaking, people were literally getting up and walking out of the arena. This is from a New York Times reporter. All right, New York Times. From where I am sitting in the hall, this is Katie Rogers. From where I am sitting in the hall, I can see large sections of empty chairs. Yeah, I'm telling you, it did not go well. And by the time Joe Biden finished his speech, most people were gone. But what we saw last night was Philadelphia Dark Brandon. Remember that one? I mean, this guy was jacked up last night. Oh, you got to love this one. Biden got up there and there were so many lies, so many lies. It was just unbelievable. Biden gets up there and says, Trump never built a damn thing. What? Trump never built a damn thing. Has he not been to Trump Tower? They have a huge, huge building with Trump's name on it just across from the United Center where the Democrats are meeting. So anyway, my favorite moment that I'm curious to hear your favorite moments. I have to tell you, I thought if again, I'm not a Democrat, but I mean, all of the speeches were horrifying and terrible last night. But the least horrifying and the least terrible actually came from Mrs. Bill Clinton. I thought she actually delivered the best speech. And you know, she wants it. And I have something to say about that in a moment. But my favorite moment, this was my favorite moment. Ashley Biden comes out there. Man, that family is just weird, right? There's a weird vibe about the Bidens. So anyway, Ashley Biden comes out, and the first thing out of her mouth was, I have this memory. And immediately, I'm sitting there watching. I had a delicious frosty glass of ice-cold tea from Milo's. And I'm sitting there, and I spilled my iced tea. I'm sitting there about to drink it. She comes out and says, I have this memory. And all I could think of was, uh-oh. And she paused. And all I could think of was, it's about to be bath time at the Democratic National Convention. I thought she was going to spill all the beans. But I'm not sure who said this, but it was a brilliant observation. At the end of Biden's speech, what he should have done is he should have called Kamala up on the stage in the tan Obama-esque suit. And he should have brought her over. Kamala, everybody give Kamala a big round of applause. By the way, she sat on her butt through most of the speech, never stood to give him a standing ovation, not once. And I'll explain why in just a moment. She should have said, Kamala, everybody give Kamala Harris a big old round of applause. And old Tim Walz, oh, Kamala, we love you. Jazz hands. And she gets up on the stage and he says, Kamala, would you come here, girl. Bring it on in. And so he hugs her and they had this beautiful moment. He says, Kamala, would you do me a favor, please? Would you just reach around to my back and would you mind pulling that giant steak knife out of my back, please? That would have been pretty epic. But, you know, it was late. Everybody wanted to go home. But it would have been a great way to end that night. So anyway, it was a bad night for the Democrats. And it's a bad night for America as well. Now, many of you know, because I think 6 million of you actually saw this tweet, I predicted that the coup leaders would, in fact, become victims of a coup and that Kamala would not be the nominee. And it turns out I was wrong. I am stunned. Everything seemed to be pointing in that direction. But you know what? When I am wrong, I acknowledge it, and there you go. But it appears that the Democrats, and I really did not think the Democrats were at that point yet, which is why I suspected there was going to be another coup to replace the coup that took out Joe Biden. And the reason why is I just didn't think that the Democrat Party as a whole was willing to embrace communism. I didn't think they were there yet. I mean, certainly on their way there, they're on the interstate roadway to that point, but I just didn't think they were there yet. Oh, but they're there. They are there, ladies and gentlemen. And it is an ugly thing. Now, I want to go back in time to the China virus pandemic, just briefly. All right, bear with me for a moment. Now, a lot of people didn't understand what that was really all about. From day one, I saw through this charade. And the charade was not that we were being sent home and our businesses were being shut down for our public safety. There was something else going on. And at the time, I posited the theory. And let me say this. This all happened as they were telling people the hospitals were overflowing. People were dying in New York City. And I just went out to our local neighborhood hospital in Brooklyn, New York at the time. I was living in New York City. And I just turned on the camera and I said, okay, here we are. This is where we're at. And people are not lined up. The hospital has plenty of room. The ERs are not overflowing. So what they were telling the national audience in reality was not happening in New York City. And that really solidified my belief in what was really going on. So understand this. They shut down all of our businesses, right? The only businesses that were allowed to operate were the big box stores. And their argument was, you're actually safer in a room with 1,000 people as opposed to being in a small mom and pop business with just, say, 25 people. It made no sense to anybody, right? Everybody was like, wait, what? That doesn't make any sense. Come on. What's wrong with you people? None of it made any sense. Then they shut down our churches. And it was so bad that even in Mississippi, people would park in their cars. They would have like a drive-in church service, like you're going to the drive-in movies, and they had big speakers set up, and people were staying in their cars. And the police actually showed up, and they gave every person in their car a ticket. They threatened to have pastors arrested. And so what happened was people started shutting down their churches. Small businesses were shut down. The schools were shut down. Our churches were shut down. They told us, America, we're going to have to take away some of your civil liberties so that we can make it through the pandemic. That's what they told us. Remember that? They told us you're going to have to surrender your civil liberties so we can make it as a society so that humans will be able to survive the China virus scourge. And now we know that it was just simply not true. All of the masks, the whole nine yards, they had us afraid to go outside of our homes. Tim Walz, the governor of Minnesota, told people, hey, if you see your neighbors having a party or if you see four or five cars, you pick up the phone and you call the police. They were wanting all of us to rat on our neighbors. Todd, where are you going with all of this? Well, I'm about to bring the plane in for a landing here, folks, so bear with me for just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, the whole point of the China virus, which I have no doubt people got sick and whatever, all right? I'm not into that conspiracy part of it at all. But the reality is they all knew from day one that shutting down the schools and the churches and the businesses, forcing people to stay in their home, it really wasn't going to make a difference one way or the other. The masks, it was all theater, right? We sort of suspected it at the time, but now we know that it was all just theater. But I believe it was something else. And I believe that the Democrats saw this as an opportunity, and the deep state saw this as an opportunity to just see how far they could push the American people. Just how far they could take all of this. Exactly how many of our civil liberties were we willing to surrender? And that terrified me. Because I think the American people, I think we failed. I think we failed the test. And now here we are, the Democrat Party embracing communism. And they know beyond a shadow of a doubt that when push comes to shove, if there is another pandemic or some sort of a national crisis, when they say we've got to shut everything down, we will throw our hands up in the air and we will say, do what you have to do to keep us safe, even if it means surrendering the United States Constitution. And that is why, ladies and gentlemen, the Democrats are embracing communism. Because for the communists to flourish, for communism to take hold, they've got to take away our guns. They've got to shut down the churches. They've shut down the churches. And if Kamala Harris gets elected, they will advance on a gun confiscation program. I have no doubt about that. No doubt about that. Watching that wild chaos yesterday. And that's why we've got to get out there and we've got to support Donald J. Trump. All right, we got to take a break here. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Want to get your reaction to what you saw at the DNC? We'll be right back. Hi, this is Todd Stearns. Today, you have the power to relieve suffering for children throughout Latin America and the Caribbean. Now, these are children who do not have reliable access to the essentials of life, like food or clean water. But today, you can change that. I'm partnering with Food for the Poor to rush emergency food relief to hungry children and to provide a community with access to water. Now, this is a headline that you can do something about. Today, because of a match, your generous gift of $200 provides four children with a year's worth of food and helps a community gain access to fresh water. There are several ways to make your gift. Go to ToddStearns.com and click on the red Give Life banner, or you can call my toll-free number at 855-353-4673. That's ToddStearns.com. Click on the red Give Life banner or call my toll-free number 855-353-HOPE.
That's not how it goes.
Broad strides.
Come on, get it together, girls. Welcome back. Oh, my gosh. Dylan, I am so sorry you had to hear that. Those are Democrat women, and they're trying to sing the national anthem this morning. That's what that was.
How did that go so wrong so fast?
Oh, my gosh. It was just right out of the gate. Can we listen to that one more time? This is, in all seriousness, just a few moments ago, they gaveled and by the way, they've got American flags on the podium. Good job, gals. Anyway, here are the feminazis all standing up there together, and they're warbling out our national anthem. They were trying to come up with words. I think they were heading in the right direction. We're going to try to find the full version of that. I'm not sure we want to, but anyway, you know, I wrote a book called Twilight's Last Gleaming. Yeah, that was it. That was Twilight's Last Gleaming. All right, we got to take a break. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Communist plot to take over America.
The new documentary, Beneath Sheep's Clothing, exposes the dark truth.
Marxism-Leninism ideology is being pumped into the soft heads of American students.
America's schools have been turned into Marxist-Maoist re-education centers.
Here's the thing about communism. When it comes knocking at your door, it doesn't say, "Hi, I'm here to impoverish, enslave, and murder you." It says, "I'm here to liberate you from oppression."
You take over the colleges or education, then you take over all the teachers, then you take over all the students, and thus you get the future.
Beneath Sheep's Clothing reveals the communist infiltration of America's education system, churches, and media. Will a political revolution be next? Or will we, the people, wake up and reclaim our freedoms?
Destroy the opposing country through unconventional methods.
Take America without firing a shot.
Don't miss Beneath Sheep's Clothing. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. That's SalemNow.com.
Welcome back. Good to have you with us, ladies and gentlemen. And just a reminder for all of our friends in the Memphis, Tennessee area, North Mississippi, Tipton County, Fayette County, we have a supply of Trump yard signs, and we're giving those away free of charge, sort of a public service. Our radio station in Memphis, KWAM, our flagship radio station, is giving those away. All you need to do is drop by the station between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., and you'll be able to get a yard sign, a Trump yard sign, free of charge. Again, if you would like information, just give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926, and we'll get you hooked up with one of those free Trump yard signs. And again, that is exclusively for folks here in the Memphis, Tennessee area. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Black Conservative is listening to us in Memphis on KWAM. Hi, Black Conservative. How are you?
Well, good afternoon. Good morning. Good morning. It's almost noon time. But I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I cannot wait to be educated from your incredible mind.
Well, I am the most erudite mind, brilliant thinker, and political philosopher. I sit and listen to Hillary's. I read the transcript, rather, of Hillary's speech. And you said it was the best thing since mom apple pie. I want to know what part of the pie that she cooked last night.
Now, wait a second, Blank, because I did not say that. I said out of all the speeches, and I hated all of them, she had the best worst speech.
Yeah, I know. I'm just messing with you. I don't know what part of that pie was cooked, but anyway, she said that before she ended her speech, they got to beat back Trump because he posed a great danger, a danger to the rule of law and their way of life. And only somebody I know who posed a threat to the rule of law, a Democrat, and who was above the law, Democrat. And it's amazing that Sleepy Joe, I don't know how he stayed awake last night past midnight, but I guess they put it off. But he can stand there, you know, and give us a little spiel about Trump, you know. But he can't stand... You know, he can't stand before a grand jury and answer questions about his shady dealing with him and his son because he had poor memory. But last night I sat and watched Joe remember things 7 years ago. So I hope that DOJ was the Attorney General was making a note of that. But sounds like his memory pretty good to me. What do you think?
You know, it's interesting, Black Conservative, as I was watching Biden, and clearly he was jacked up, juiced up on something last night. I'm sitting there, and if I'm a Democrat who went out and voted for Joe Biden, I'm sitting there last night watching that saying, wait a second. He looks great to me. Why did we force this guy out? I think the party is not as unified as they're trying to convince people.
No, it's all something in the words of William Shakespeare, full of sound and fury, signifying nothing. But I'm just waiting for the debate to come in September, the first debate, and Trump going to really, really take her to the woodshed. because she cannot get away from a record. You know, they're trying to polish her up and make her shine like knight honor, but armor. But that's going to make a difference after the debate. I think so.
Oh, no doubt about that. And again, ladies and gentlemen, it's worth reminding you that she has not done an interview with any reporters of substance since June. And nobody in the mainstream media seems to be bothered by that. So.
And why she can get away with that is just beyond me.
Right?
Why she gets away with it. And I know why she get away with it, because of the propaganda media, they're in the tank with her. You know, they're just one big advertising for the Democrat Party in a way. But
fair enough. All right, Black Conservative, we are all wiser because of your phone call today.
I'm a man of much book learning.
you're a good man. But I got to tell you, I didn't get much sleep last night, so I'm in a bad mood, like Joe. I need my beauty rest.
You know, I want to come down there and get one of them Trump signs too. I'm gonna put it in my yard. I don't care what my neighbors say. I stand watch by the window every night. I dare them to come take my sign out.
I love it off
the yard.
Come on,
gonna be some rapid fire. They take my sign off the yard.
All right, come on down. I'm gonna put you on hold, and Lydia will give you the address, and we'll save you a sign, Black Conservative. I love it. He does have an erudite mind. It's uncanny. I just love that. Let's go down to Daytona Beach, Florida. Gary. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. And when you said that you were watching when Joe took the stage, I would have given anything if somebody were to throw in a little OJ's music, a little backstabber music in, and played that theme. It was trying to pull the knives out of the back, but that didn't happen. But I had commented before that the Hamas protesters now are certainly over the top, and they have to be, you have to assume and imagine them as a face of some of the Democrats. And now they're saying, when they were being recorded and interviewed, they have no problem with October 7th. And it was a glorious day. And I found that amazing that they're right up front with it, with their flags outside the convention. And the other note I want to make you comment on was Alvin Bragg did a press conference this morning, really short, and said that he was approached about possibly delaying Donald Trump's going along with the judge and delaying the sentencing of Trump. And he said he doesn't foresee a problem with that, which means that they've realized that the sentencing could hurt Kamala, and those are the things that comment, and I'd like to hear your take on it.
Well, yeah. So look, I think they all understand that ultimately this is all going to get overturned, and this is really an exercise in futility. So we'll see how this all plays out. There are some radical progressives that want Trump in jail. If that happens, I think Trump wins in a landslide. I really do, Gary. And I think there are some in the Democrat Party, at least the political side, the campaign people, and they recognize how dangerous that would be. But they really want that to happen. And by the way, the amount of hate and the vitriol directed at Donald Trump last night was off the charts. I mean, here's a guy that just, three or four weeks ago, nearly had his head blown off. And there was not a single conciliatory message coming out of that crowd last. Not a one saying, you know what, we thank God for sparing Donald Trump's life. No, nothing. Nothing at all. Gary, appreciate that call. And the reason why is that there are many people in that room that had wished Trump had not turned his head. I mean, I hate to say that, but it's true. There's some very, very bad people. Very bad people. As a matter of fact, we've got some audio here from Raphael Warnock. He is the communist preacher out of Georgia, the senator there, Democrat. And this guy is complete sleaze. Cut 15.
He is a clear and present threat to the precious covenant we share with one another. And yes, I saw him. I saw him holding the Bible and endorsing a Bible as if it needed his endorsement. He should try reading it.
Yes, sir. And Pastor, you should as well, because I'm sure the Bible says something about trying to run over your wife with a car. I'm sure the Bible says something about domestic abuse, Pastor. Might want to consider that. Senator Warnock goes on to talk about Donald Trump, cut 14.
Donald Trump's America is the America of January 6th. People who have no vision traffic in division. He does not know how to lead us, and so he wants to divide us. America, make no mistake, Donald Trump is a plague on the American conscience. He is a clear and present threat to the precious covenant we share with one another.
There you go. And again, this is from a so-called Christian pastor. He's one of the evangelicals for Harris, this guy. And he's also your senator. And all you folks listening to us in Georgia, that's your guy? That's your guy. By the way, there's some reporting out there, and this is not good, that Team Trump is going to rely on Turning Point Action and another organization to get out the vote in Georgia instead of using Governor Brian Kemp's political apparatus. Now, this is a question for our Georgia listeners here. Is that actually a good move? Because it doesn't sound like a good move to me. Seems to me that we would actually want whatever apparatus got Brian Kemp reelected, and that we would want to take, if I were on Team Trump, I would want to take full advantage of that. But the reporting out there is that the Trump campaign is going to basically do their own thing, and they're going to rely on Turning Point to get out the vote in Georgia. 901-260-5926 is our number. That's 901-260-5926. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I told you I made a mistake yesterday. For some reason, I thought our campaign to feed children was ending next week, but it's actually ending Friday. And that's a problem because we've got a lot of work to do between now and then. Now, ladies and gentlemen, all this month, I have been raising money to feed hungry children and provide these children. Many of them live in communities where they do not have access to fresh, clean drinking water. And so we're raising money. And I'm going to tell you, it's been really difficult. Many of you have been incredibly generous, but we need your help. I need your help. And I believe this is a noble thing that we are doing. Now, look, I understand about the economy. I really do, which is why we're encouraging you to, instead of maybe donating $1,000, donate $10 or $50 or $100. Now, hear me on this. Anybody who donates $1,000 to our cause today, if you donate $1,000, here's what's going to happen. You're going to get the entire Todd Stearns book library, all of the books I've written, I think 8 or 9 books. I'm going to give you a Todd Stearns Show exclusive coffee mug and ball cap, and I will personally record your voicemail message on your smartphone for $1,000. All you need to do is go to toddstearns.com right now and click on the red Give Life banner. Now, those of you who give $100 today, you will get a signed copy of my brand new book. It's called Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? But look, here's the deal, folks. Many of us may not be able to afford $100, and that's okay. We're just asking for $5. If we just had 1,000 people in our audience give $5, we would reach our goal. It really is that simple. So here's what I want you to do. Consider giving $5 to the cause. We're going to be going through and giving folks shout outs. Tricia has already made a donation today, $20. Thank you, Tricia. Geraldine has donated $50. Jane making a one-time gift of $5. Thank you so much for doing that, Jane. And Dina, $26. Jerry, $15 already, guys. So thank you very much. We're going to be monitoring And we can do that in real time, the donations as they come in. And we're going to remind you throughout the program. But again, I need your help. Friday, we wrap this up, and I want to be able to say that we hit our goal. Again, we're raising money to feed hungry children, to feed poor children. So $5, it's a cup of coffee. $5, it's, you know, it's not even a Chick-fil-A sandwich. $5, that's all we're asking. And we're going to be able to feed thousands of children and provide them with fresh drinking water. Again, you can go to toddstearns.com. And you will see a banner at the top of the page. That banner says Give Life. If you're on your smartphone, and it'll take just a second for the banner to pop up, so don't freak out, but you'll see it either at the top or the bottom of your smartphone. You can also call in, and I want to give you that number right now. So write this number down if you would rather just phone in your donation today. That's 855-353-4673. That's 855-353-4673. You can call that exclusive number, or you can just take out your smartphone and text the word Todd, T-O-D-D, to this number, 51555. That's text Todd to 51555, and we're going to help you out. Thank you so much. Those of you who have already given, we're well over $5,000. We've got a ways to go, but I think we're going to be able to do it, folks, because we have an incredibly kind and generous listening audience. And folks, it is such a worthwhile cause. Got to take a break. We'll be right back. You've asked and MyPillow listened. The most requested offer ever. Right now, you can get the queen-size premium MyPillow for only $19.98. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I love MyPillow, made with patented adjustable fill. It adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position, and it helps keep your neck aligned. It holds its shape all night long so you get the best sleep of your life. But that's not all. You can also get a six-piece kitchen or towel bath set for only $25. And the brand new mattress topper for as low as $69.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Use promo code STARNS to get huge discounts on all MyPillow products, including the premium queen-size MyPillow for only $19.98. That's the lowest price ever. So don't delay. Order now. Use my promo code STARNS at MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506. Welcome back. Good to have you with us, everybody. And we've got a lot going on. Caroline Sunshine from the Trump campaign. She's deputy comms director. She's going to drop by at the top of the next hour. J.D. Vance is out in Wisconsin today, hitting the campaign trail as well. Also, we're going to play some audio. There's a bit of a, it's a weird story, but Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, earlier today, said that he wished that J.D. Vance's wife would be raped. It's, you cannot make this up. So do we have time to play that that audio? All right, this is MSDNC.
What you said this morning on Morning Joe, okay? I'm going to just prepare you for this, saying that when let me take a look at what he said about you.
J.D. Vance calls pregnancy resulting from rape inconvenient. Like, inconvenience is traffic. I mean, it is. Make him go through this.
So what he's saying is that you were somehow suggesting, he said, what the hell is this? Why is Andy Beshear, he tweeted this out, wishing that a member of my family would get raped? What a disgusting person. So how do you respond to that? I mean,
well, it's,
is that what you were talking about?
Of course not. It's ridiculous, but it's also deflection. I mean, J.D. Vance knows that he and Donald Trump are so wrong on this issue, and so he's trying to make himself the victim. Listen, Hadley Duvall was a victim. The women that were on the stage last night, the couple that had to go through a non-viable pregnancy, are victims. You know, as a man, J.D. Vance will never have to face any of this personally. But it's sad that he lacks the empathy to be able to put himself in a different position and to understand why having exceptions, having reproductive freedom is so important in the first place. Obviously, I'd never wish harm on anyone. And it just, again, deflection, trying to make himself and Donald Trump the victims.
Well, if that's the case, why did you say it, Governor? Why did you do that? And I'll tell you why. Because the Democrats are always out there, and they're accusing the Republicans of being joyless, of being rage-filled. Ladies and gentlemen, last night, you got to see what rage looks like. Every time the Democrats say that the Republicans are doing something, or they accuse the Republicans of doing something, they are the ones who are guilty of doing it. It is very simple. All right, hang tight, everybody. Hour two of the big show coming up. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So very happy to have you with us. By the way, just got a programming note, if you will. Caroline Sunshine is going to be joining us in the next hour of the program, along with Congressman Jim Jordan. So bear with us. You know, in these campaigns, there's a lot of moving parts. So we just have to be a little flexible, a little fluid here. So anyway, hope you're doing well. How many of you guys actually stayed up to watch that speech last night? I'm just curious. How many of you actually made it through that debacle? It was terrible. By the way, did you hear AOC? She's got an accent now, AOC. And she didn't used to have one. As a matter of fact, in high school, they used to call her Sandy Cortez. But now she's Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And so she was giving this speech. I don't know. She was like, "We need abortion in America. You know what I mean?" It was like, wait, what accent is that? You know what I'm talking about. I'm like, are you Italian now? What accent is that? Help me figure this out. Anyway, I want to talk about something that's going on overseas. And this is a great concern. So the UK is cracking down on free speech. And they do not have the same rights that you and I enjoy. That's why we kicked their butts during the Revolutionary War and the War of 1812. So there are certain things that they are not allowed to do. And there has been in recent days a crackdown on British people who go on social media and they attack they have been decimated by immigration, and the British Isles are basically being conquered by the Islamic radicals right now. That's what's going on. The number one name for newborns in the UK is Muhammad. So they got a big problem. And I think a lot of folks, you know, and again, working class British people, they're finally starting to figure out, oh, holy cow, we got a big problem. But the reality is that they're at the mercy of these rampaging mobs of Muslims. Again, the so-called religion of peace. So anyway, people are weighing in and they're expressing themselves on social media. And now the UK has decided to crack down and they are literally going door to door and they're arresting people. So let's just say you write something about something that they find offensive about Muslims. They will knock on your door and they will arrest you. And you could face several years in prison for simply expressing your opinion on social media. This is absolutely insane. So now apparently it is so bad and so many people are getting arrested that they are now releasing actual criminals, people who have gone out there and, I don't know, robbed a store or stolen somebody's kidney pie or they've, whatever they do for crime out there. And they're releasing actual criminals to make room for people who are writing offensive things on social media. Cut number five.
We will guarantee a prison cell. We will make sure that those people who need to be in prison will be in prison, not necessarily in the area where they live. They may be 200-300 miles away from home, but we will guarantee people a prison cell.
With the numbers are so tight there. How can you make that guarantee?
They are tight, and that's why we've initiated Operation Early Dawn. So basically, the easiest way to describe it is one in, one out. So as people get released, we can then pick up people from police cells and take them to court, and we will triage that three times a day.
So they are literally, ladies and gentlemen, literally arresting people over Facebook comments. And we, many of you were sending me this information, and I need it before I jumped in and started talking about this. I wanted to do some research and find out exactly what is going on, because it just sounds like the craziest thing. But this has been going on for quite a while in the UK. And we're talking about British people who are weighing in on these migrants that are out there killing British people, raping British women, and people are sick and tired of it. Anyway, one of the men was, and there's one of the people arrested, and they're doing all of this. It's all codified in British law. Aren't you glad to be an American? Section 127 of the UK's Communication Act of 2023. And it criminalizes sending grossly offensive, obscene, indecent, or menacing messages on public electronic communication networks. I would be serving a life sentence. Dylan, you guys, I can't even fly to Europe anymore because they'd get me at the airport.
They're just waiting on you, Todd.
Oh, they're waiting. They're waiting. They got my little picture.
You see this man.
It's terrible. So that's how bad it is over there. And all that to say, when you've got people like Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who's out there saying, you know what, we need to start cranking down on our First Amendment rights. We need to start criminalizing hate speech and offensive speech in this country. That's why you need to pay very close attention here, ladies and gentlemen. And I know I am shocked that the Democrats have decided to take this plunge, but they are taking this country directly to communism's front door. That's what's going on here. And my concern is that if people like Tim Walz get elected dog catchers, that they will start coming after and cracking down our social media and our free speech. That is what I am truly concerned by. And many of your, oh, well, there's Todd again talking about all that hyperbole. No, it's not hyperbole. It's literally happening right now in the UK. And if it's happening in the UK, you better believe it's going to happen in this country one of these days. And by the way, watch what's happening across the border, the northern border right now. Do you realize, a lot of people may not, but there are some religious radio stations out there, right? They carry the sermons, and they have religious teachings. So anyway, many of the well-established ministries here in the United States, pastors, they actually have to censor their own speeches so they can be broadcast in the UK and Canada. Did you know that? American pastors who have sermons broadcast in Canada, they're not allowed to mention anything about what the Bible says about LGBT stuff. None of that. None of that whatsoever. I'm just telling you, I am, and this is why I'm so excited about Donald J. Trump. First of all, the man is filled with joy. All right? You got to see the difference between joy and rage by the two conventions. The Republicans were celebrating and honoring people. We were celebrating the American flag. We were remembering the hostages that are still being held by Hamas. We memorialized and said the names of the military service members who were killed by Biden's botched evacuation of Afghanistan. And what exactly are the Democrats doing right now? Well, the Democrats are literally saluting Hamas. They're celebrating abortion. And the men, the pajama boy snowflakes, are out there getting their private parts snipped off. There are going to be a lot of sopranos in tomorrow's singing of the national anthem in Chicago. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. 901-260-5926. Mac in Georgia, listening to us on WDUN. Hi, Mac. What's going on?
Oh, several things. You said we Republicans have joy. You've never seen such joy as you saw last night in the Democratic Convention. It reminded me of 1933 Germany, the joy that swept Germany. So, you know, there's joy. But I wanted to tell you about our senators. We Republicans in Georgia sent those Democratic senators to Washington. 500,000 of us that voted for Trump did not vote in that election. We sent them there and turned this country over to the Democrats. Tell them to vote.
Matt, you're telling me that it was the Republicans in Georgia that resulted in the two Democrats?
We didn't vote. 500,000 did not vote who voted for Trump.
Let me tell you something.
And let the Democrats win.
Mac, let me say something here. If you are a conservative, if you are America First, if you're a Republican and you don't go and vote, you are worse than a Democrat.
You're not a Republican. You're not an American. You don't love this country if you don't vote.
Mac, you know, I like what you just said, Mac. I completely agree with that. If you don't go and vote, you don't love America. I agree with that.
All that's happened in this country for 3.5 years, a great deal of it, can be laid on the hands of Georgia Republicans who didn't vote and sent two Democrats, left-wing Democrats, to the Senate. And so giving them control of the Senate enabled Biden to do his insanity. We're to blame.
Mac, you dropped a big truth bomb on America right now, and I think there are a lot of folks that are maybe driving around Georgia listening to this program, and they're feeling a little uncomfortable in the buttocks region as a result of what you just said.
They should.
All right, Mac, God bless you, sir, and thank you for speaking truth to the culture right now, and we need more of that. We really do. Folks, I don't care. I don't care what you think about Trump. I don't care what you think about Mike Pence. I don't care. Get your butt out and go and vote. It really is that simple. All right. Let's go to William in North Carolina. WSIC wants to weigh in on Warnock's speech. Hi, William. What's on your mind?
Well, I guess I'm a glutton for punishment. I stayed up all night last night watching that mess.
Oh.
And I just wanted to see what Joe Biden would have to say. Like the man or not, he has served this country for the last 3/4 of my life. I just wanted to hear what the man had to say. And it was an angry man. And Warnock, if I'm pronouncing his name right, forgive me if I'm not.
Warlock.
He sounded like a preacher, but Lydia informed me, educated me, that he really is a preacher. So I guess he was just trying to showboat last night in front of Reveille Jesse Jackson. But nonetheless, it was just a bunch of lies and a bunch of backpackers, you know, in there at the DNC last night. And we've got to stop that. We've just got to stop it. It's just horrific as to what's going on the Democrat side.
Yeah, 1,000% correct. And William, I hope a lot of Republicans, hope a lot of independents watched what happened last night, because I'm telling you, there are going to be people running to their local Republican headquarters. Give me a Trump sign. I'm putting it in the front yard. All right, William, we got to run. Appreciate that. Yeah, no, it's Raphael. Some people say it's Warnock, but we call him Warlock. Legion. Senator Legion. That's what we call him. All right, look, we've got to take a quick break, and here's the deal. As we're going to break, you go right now to our website, toddstearns.com. We're going to be reading off the names of some of our newest donors. You guys did a terrific job in the last hour. We want to give you guys a shout-out. Anybody who gives $100 to our cause, we're feeding hungry children. We're providing them with fresh, clean drinking water. And you guys have done a terrific job. We're wrapping up this week our fundraising efforts. Anybody who gives $100, you're going to get a personally signed copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming. So as soon as you make your donation, you call Lydia and we're going to get your information. We'll be reading off some of the names to say thank you here in just a few moments. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. Head over to toddstearns.com and you click on that Give Life banner. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
And welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. As we wrap up, we just have a couple of more days left as we're raising money to feed hungry children, feeding poor children, hot meals. And we're going to be helping thousands of people thanks to your donations. And I just cannot thank you enough. We're getting more donations in, and we're going to be sharing these names with you throughout the show. Leanne making a one-time gift of $25. God bless you. And Denise, too. Denise, thank you so much for doing that. $25. Trisha giving us a gift of $20. Dina, $26. God bless you, Dina. And how about this one? Patricia, $50. Jim, $75. And we appreciate you, Jim. Melinda giving us a gift of $20. So the gifts are rolling in. We're going to keep our eye on the live real-time donations, and we'll let you know how you can donate. Again, go to toddstearns.com, click on the Give Life banner. It just takes maybe 60 seconds, and you're going to be able to help out so many wonderful, wonderful children. And you never know, folks. You never know what that child, that healthy child, will be able to grow up to become thanks to your generosity. And again, we're just asking $5, but if you want to give more, God bless you. All right, so again, our telephone number, 901-260-5926. Let's go to the phones. Mark from the Villages, America's friendliest hometown. Hey, Mark, what's going on?
Hey, Todd. I'm going to try to sum this up as quick as I can. You know, I never voted in my life until Trump ran. My mom, who's 95, and my other family members were Democrats until Trump ran, and now they are all Republicans because they saw and listened to the Democrats' lies for years. There comes a time, Todd, when we have to separate ourselves for sanity reasons and from this corruption and lies and just wait till Election Day. I told many people who supported Obama and Biden over the years that you will pay a price if you vote for them, and they did anyway. You can lead a horse to water, but if he drinks, it's totally on him. Todd, I'm stable in life, and I'm sure you are as well. But I fought this fight for those who are suffering and struggling and have nothing. But if they want to continue to vote for this type of corruption, then it's on them. Don't come whining because you don't have money for gas and food because you voted for this. Life is what you make it. And if this is what you choose, then it's on you. The Democrats target the weak and the uneducated to gain power and vote. They make promises to them and will never be fulfilled. The Bible's unfolding. This is the Republicans' last stand.
Mark, I know that you live in the villages, America's friendliest hometown, but you know what I've been seriously thinking about over the past couple of months now as I've been watching these events unfold? Because you're right. I mean, the reality is a lot of people want the government to take care of them. A lot of people want the government to, you know, they don't want to claim the American dream. They just want to be able to get by. And I'm actually looking for property, Mark, because I don't want to be reliant on a supermarket. I don't want to be reliant on, you know, an electrical grid. I want to make sure that if all you know what breaks loose, then I'm going to be able to, you know, and the Stearns family will be able to live a very comfortable existence somewhere out in the country.
Get underground. Get yourself one of those bunkers.
I'm not going to do bunker. I want a cabin. I want a cabin in the woods with streams and water, and I can plant my own crops and grow the cows and the chickens.
There's a lot of places in North Carolina and Florida that you can do that. You know, you stated earlier they're going to try to take our guns and stuff. You know, I don't think they're going to get away with that in the red state.
Oh, no,
they can't even take guns. They can't even take guns away from criminals. What makes them think they're going to take them away from smart, law-abiding citizens? Man, these people are stupid, man. They're a bunch of clowns. I watched the AOC.
Mark, I got to run, my friend. It's a great thought. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. You got to listen to this. This is Governor Whitmer, Gretchen, over in Michigan, and she's talking about Tim Walz on MSDNC. Cut number 9, please.
I love Tim Walz. So, Tim, my daughters were saying to me, you know, he's like a male version of you, Mom. And I thought that was so
minus
funny.
Minus the red lip. I can see it.
But he's rocking a purple tie in honor of the Vikings and Prince. So, like, he's always on message.
All right. So there you have it. The Michigan governor saying that Tim Walz is a woman. You can't make this up. You really can't. All right. Let's go to the phones here. Rick in Iowa, listening to us on the great KXEL. That is Jeff Stein country. Hi, Rick. What's going on?
Hey, I just woke up and turned to the 990 app and was listening to you. And the fella said, come on down to Florida. You've been to Iowa many times. We have a great, great Christian communities around here. You can find that spot that you want to have a nice place filled with woods, deer running around, and harvest the venison, harvest the mushrooms. I don't mean, goofy mushrooms. I mean, there are mushrooms out here that are great to eat.
Tasty.
Squirrels, there's, you know, whatever you want. It's fantastic.
I'm sorry, wait. Rick, you lost me at squirrel. What are we doing with the squirrels?
Oh, they're great to eat. Oh, squirrel and rabbit, and there's venison. And the corn-fed beef, you know, you have the advertisement about the...
Backyardbutchers.com.
Yeah.
They don't sell squirrel, yeah. But the steaks are delicious.
I mean, I don't know if they use Iowa corn-fed beef or not, but I'm telling you, it's the best around. And then, of course, you've had the pork loin.
Wow. Is that that thing that you guys deep fry? And the thing is about the size of a, like a hubcap. Yeah, it's like a hubcap.
It covers your plate.
Wow, that's
so
good.
You know, take Iowa's consideration. It's too bad Sean Hannity didn't come around. But you guys are moving out to Florida.
Rick, I know I'm going to regret asking this question, but what is the best way, the more popular way to eat a squirrel?
Well, you have to skin it and then you roast it or bake it. Some people fry it. The squirrels here are big. They'll provide food for one or two people. When I was growing up, my dad was a pastor and he killed a couple, and he fed the family with the squirrel, you know?
Wow. Does it taste like chicken? Everything tastes like chicken, they say. Or does it taste like squirrel?
It all depends on how it's fixed. I mean, you know, there's different seasonings. You can get venison tasting different. You can get beef tasting different. I mean, it's unimaginable.
All right, Rick, I will take this into consideration, and except for the squirrel part, but you made a great pitch for the Hawkeye State. So, Rick, God bless you. The Chamber of Commerce may be calling Rick to say, hey, you want to come work for us? Visit beautiful Iowa, home of the finger-licking squirrel. The little tree rats is what I call them, with the furry little tails. Yeah, that's interesting. I love Iowa. Iowa's great. Kansas is beautiful. I just don't see a lot of hills in Kansas, and I've got to have a little bit of, I have to have a hill or a mountain. And Florida, you guys have no seasons down there. It's a beautiful place, but then you got all the tourists coming down, and I just, I'm a Tennessee guy, so I think I'll just, hang out in Tennessee. I just need some. Seriously, though, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only person that's really thought about this, but I watch a lot of the dystopian movies and the apocalyptic movies, and you sit there and you wonder, all right, geez, Lou, what would happen if the grid went down and you're in the middle of a major American city or you're in a suburb? It's going to be every man for himself. Will you have all the provisions you need to take care of yourself, to take care of your family, which is one of the reasons why, I'm looking out at maybe getting, some acreage and something that has like a stream or water source. I'm just curious, am I the only person doing this? I can't imagine that. Dylan, I mean, you're about to get married. I mean, what happens if, the grid goes down?
She's going to fight for me.
Your wife is going to fight for you. That's not good.
It sounds nice to live out in the rural parts of the world.
Well, where you you're pretty much off the grid. You're self-sufficient. You've got your own food supply. And I will say this, the more I've been reading about what they're putting into food and the stuff we don't even know about, and that's one of the things that I really appreciate about Backyard Butchers. I had no earthly idea. I just thought if it said, grown in the USA or packaged in the USA, I thought, oh, that's an American cow I'm eating. I could be eating a squirrel from Mogadishu for all I know.
In England, their chickens are smaller.
Is that right?
Yeah. Our chickens are so big because, inject them and we feed them.
We have big breasted chickens around here.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's America.
That's right.
That's what made us the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Big breasted chickens.
Okay. Well, a chicken there is like snacks. Ours is dinner.
Oh, I see. So you're telling me, I see what you're saying. Yes. No, I hear you on that. It's just all the stuff they're ejecting, when you're, I go to Whole Foods and, I was reading something that said you need to make sure that you're reading the ingredients. So when you're getting like meat or something else to find out what exactly they're putting in that product that's making it last forever. It's a fair point. So, I'm not going apocalyptic. I'm not going hoarders or preppers or any of that. I just, I want to be prepared, and I would much rather be self-sufficient. And that really is what being an American is all about, right? Is you take care of yourself, you take care of your own. You don't rely on the government for anything. And trust me, in the city that I live in, everybody better be out there planting a garden. All right, 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back from the break, we'll be reading so many other people are now dropping by donations. Also, if you want a free Trump yard sign and you're in the Memphis area, come by KWAM, our broadcast center. We will give you a free yard sign, a Trump yard sign that you can put in your front yard. ToddStearns.com. Click on the red Give Life banner and make your donation. Let's go to Harold in Memphis, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Hi, Harold. What's on your mind?
Hey, man, I was just talking, listening to you about your land and your stream. I'm actually looking for that, too, myself at the time. But over the last 15 years, I've stockpiled, freeze-dried food, army rations, and MRE kits and all that stuff. And I got five generators. I got one
five
that works
generators.
Off wind power, works off diesel, works off gas, LP gas. And also you can put a windmill in the water, and as long as you got a stream, it'll keep the generator going. I've got 20 tents. I got a to-go trailer that has all my supplies in it and everything ready to go at a moment notice.
Where would you go to, Harold, if all you-know-what breaks loose? Where do you go to from here?
Going to Booth Hills of Missouri.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough.
There's a lot of places in the Booth Hills, Missouri, you know, and I have over the last year been looking for to buy my own land as long as it's close to water and stream. You know, I have enough survival food to last a year for 20 people.
You know? Wow. That's and amazing.
I got a storage full of galore. But you know, the stuff you buy and you hear advertised on your radio, some of your, you know, survival places on your radio stations, you know, I bought a lot of food from them, and then I go to these auctions or buy stuff off the marketplace where you can find a lot of survival food in the marketplace where people are selling it. You know, I mean, you should have water stocked up for at least 6 months at your house, bottled water. You should have a lot of canned goods. I got survival books on what you can use for medicine in the wild, what you can grow. I also got probably 20 packs of seeds for every known seed of food that we have today, just in case you have to start growing your own food.
Wow.
I'm not one of these radical nuts now, okay?
No.
I'm just saying.
No, I hear you. Harold, here's what gets me, and I've been actually buying a lot of books like the Old Farmer's Almanacs and just basic how-to books, you know, that you can have stored away. And again, you just never know. All it would take is an EMP device to be exploded over America, and we're back to the 19th century in 30 seconds. And, you know, I want to be one of those people that is prepared to say, okay, here's what needs to happen if we lose the power grid. You know, I'm ready to go.
You know, I mean, that's just, I've always been prepared. When I was in junior high school, I got to go on a survival course when I was 14 years old, how to survive in the wilderness. And there's about 100 kids that went on it, boys and girls. And ever since then, I've just been fascinated about, you know, what if something really happens in America? The food chain gets messed up, you know, or this crazy Kamala Harris comes to be president, and then she does all this stuff to our food chain. I mean, I have people working for me from those countries and tell me how terrible it is in those countries to even buy a loaf of bread.
I hear you. I mean, all you need to do is look at what happened in the old Soviet Union, and that is an indicator of what will happen here if Kamala Harris gets elected and those price controls are put into place. Harold, I got to run. God bless you and good luck to you out there. Look, by the way, and that reminded me, we do have a spot. You hear the ads, readypantry.com/Todd. That's readypantry.com/Todd. And we have all sorts of great discounts. If you go there, you'll see, and they give you free shipping. But again, I'm pretty well stocked. You know, I have my wellness company medical kits. I do the Ready Pantry. But, you know, by and large, you know, what I'm looking for now is maybe some property, 5-10 acres, that's got, you know, that's got a stream or some sort of a water source that, you know, you don't have to rely on the government. And that's a good place to be in. All right, here's the deal. Want to take a quick break here. We're going to go right back to the phones. Also want to give a shout-out to the folks that are giving donations. So if you want to make a donation, do it during the break. ToddStarnes.com. Click on that Give Life banner. Let's feed some hungry kids. Welcome back. Let's go to the phone lines. Dave is listening to us on KELY, great radio station out of Nevada. Hi, Dave. What's on your mind?
How are you doing today?
Dave, I'm doing well. Thank you for asking.
Well, I'm going to tell you what. It doesn't get any better than the day we're living. I'll tell you, we're not given any more time than we got. We got to take advantage of it.
Yes, we do. Well, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm driving through Utah. I'm actually I live in Kentucky, but I went to high school just north of you in Covington, Tennessee. So anyway, I heard on the radio the 901 area code, and that got me interested. And the more you talk, the more I like. So I just anyway, what I want to throw at you as far as your little getaway plan is I went to school just 3 hours north of you up at Murray State University. And I don't know how long you've been in the 901 area code, but there's a great place up there that the locals call LBF, which is Land Between the Lakes. And that's a good place to go.
Dave, it's a great place to go. And I think, I know you said you were on the road, and I think we lost your cell signal there. But Dave, that is a great area to go. Absolutely. And Dave, we'd love for you to check out toddstearns.com, and you can actually download our app, and you can listen to us wherever you are across America. Or if you want to, folks, the super simple way is to go to KWAM Radio, KWAMradio.com, and download our free app, and you'll be able to listen to us and 24 hours of live conservative programming free of charge. Let's go to Jerry in Michigan. Hi, Jerry. What's going on?
How are you today, young man?
Well, I'm doing better than I deserve, as Dave Ramsey White say.
Okay. Well, you guys can talk about your governor and all that, but we got you all beat. We got Gretchen Whitmer.
Yes, you do. And tell us about Gretchen Whitmer.
Gretchen got Businesswoman of the Year from the state of Indiana. When they shut Michigan down due to COVID, you couldn't go to a restaurant. You couldn't have more than 9 people in your home for the holidays. And she shut Michigan down, so the restaurants got together in Indiana, the northern portion of Indiana, and they made her Businesswoman of the Year because they shut all the restaurants down and nobody could go to the restaurant in Michigan.
Now, I didn't know about that. I knew that she actually banned stores from selling seeds, so you were not allowed to plant a garden during the China virus pandemic.
Yep. And then her husband wanted his boat put in the water, so he called and asked, because he was the governor's husband, if he could have his boat put in the water, and they told him no, and the guy laughed him right out of the marina.
Mm. I remember. You know, go ahead, Jerry.
Go ahead. They had a she had a shindig with her friends, and she had 12 people in the restaurant having dinner, and they couldn't nobody else get in the restaurant.
That's right. Look, the Democrats are do as we say, not as we do. She also refused to let people go fishing, so you're not allowed to go fishing, and she wanted the entire state to rely on the state government for everything, and that's. That kind of thinking makes me very nervous, Jerry. And again, this is why I think Americans need to really step back and take a long, hard look at their lives and ask themselves, okay, you know, if the Democrats do take charge, if God forbid they do win in November, what is that going to mean for me and my family? And how can I provide for my family in the event that the communists take over? So, Jerry, good call. Thank you for reminding us of that. Let's go to Sean in Florida. Sean, you got about a minute. What's going on, sir?
Mr. Todd, good choice in moving to Tennessee. I'd have to concur with that. I myself had come from Texas, but during the pandemic, there was no opportunity to buy any good prepping, in quotations, land. So I did end up coming to Florida. Was able to purchase something. Sounds like you got a good plan going on. Right amount of acreage, water. Definitely the fried squirrel. I'd have to concur with that other caller from Iowa.
Yeah, I'm not good with squirrels or alligators.
Gator's pretty toasty. Next time you come down to Florida, we'll have some gator. How about that?
All right.
Against Florida.
Sean, I'll give it a thought. Someone tried to get me to eat gator on a stick in New Orleans. And, Dylan, you're shaking your head. You've had gator?
Gator's good.
Wait, what?
It is tender chicken.
Is that
I'm
right?
I'm convinced.
Do you put ketchup on it?
Of course.
Of course, ketchup on gator.
You talk.
Sean, God bless you. Thank you for calling in. All right, hang tight, folks. We got to take a break. Caroline Sunshine coming up. Congressman Jim Jordan is going to be here. ToddStearns.com. Click on that red Give Life banner today. We need 1,000 of you to get $5 a piece. Get going, folks. Let's feed some hungry kids. We'll be right back.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. So very happy to have you with us today. Very, very busy news day. Thank you also to many of you today have already made donations, and we are really hitting this hard for the next couple of days as we raise money for hungry kids who need fresh drinking water. We're going to be feeding these kids thanks to your generous donations. You can make those right now at ToddStearns.com by clicking on the red Give Life banner. And later in the show, we're going to be giving a shout out to all of the people who have donated today. So you want to go ahead and get your information in. Anybody who donates $100, you're going to be receiving a free copy of my brand new book. And but honestly, we just need 1,000 of you to donate $5. That's what we're looking for today at ToddStearns.com. President Trump is on his way to Michigan. He is expected to deliver remarks. Just saw a live shot from our friends at Newsmax, and there are thousands of people on the streets just waiting to catch a glimpse of the president. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend from the Trump campaign, Caroline Sunshine. Caroline, hope you're doing well today.
How are you? Doing great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, look, so what a night. You know, the Democrats say they're all about joy. I just saw a lot of rage. I was very anxious after watching all of that last night, Caroline.
Oh, hard to watch. Even harder what they did to, I can't believe I'm going to say this, harder what they did to Joe Biden, giving him the 11 p.m. Speaking slot. Really shows you what they think of him. Really shows you also just how far left the party has moved and left him in the dust in just really the last month. It's very clear they have coronated Kamala and they are moving forward and leaving Joe in the dust. But again, it's not going to be that hard to leave that behind because Kamala Harris's day one was 3.5 years ago. What I saw coming out of the DNC last night was nothing new for the American people. Mm. Nothing new, nothing hopeful, nothing joyful. More lies, more division. It was really the polar opposite. And if you look at the playbook that they're running for their convention, really couldn't have been more opposite of what President Trump did in Milwaukee for his successful Republican convention. He put the focus on the policies affecting the American people. He was honest about where the suffering of the American people was at and his plans to fix it. He put the focus on everyday Americans. And you look at the DNC last night, I just don't know for anybody watching at home, particularly in battleground states like Michigan and Pennsylvania and Wisconsin and Arizona, if they saw anything on TV last night that resonated with them and their problems. Nothing to address the cost of gasoline. They didn't even mention the border. They didn't mention the name Lake and Riley, Jocelyn Nungare, any of the young women who have been killed by illegal immigrants who have crossed across our southern border under Kamala Harris, how pro-women of the Democrats. Of course, I'm being sarcastic, but there was nothing that offered any relief for the suffering of the American people. Nothing hopeful, nothing joyful, all division, all lies. And I'm thinking that their ratings, Todd, aren't going to be that great. I have a feeling this is something the American people are going to tune out this week and then follow that by tuning them out with their vote at the polls.
And to your point, Caroline, we ran the numbers here. Those speakers last night, they mentioned Donald Trump's name 130 more times than crime, inflation, and border combined.
That's right.
Yeah, it was an angry, ugly event. And I'm with you. I think people turned it off. And by the time, and this, God bless the New York Times, Caroline, I never thought I would say this. They were literally fact-checking Joe Biden in real time on their newspaper. And they pointed out that by the time Biden got up to speak, people were literally large sections of that arena were getting up and leaving.
And again, that's all by design and all by intention. You know, we both work in media. We all know the 11 p.m. TV slot is the slot they don't give to the people that they want in prime time. And again, you know, you've heard President Trump sort of mention this on stage a few times. It's just shocking that they pushed Joe Biden out in the coup style that they did. And then, you know, he's obviously no longer the Democrat nominee. And they have, as I said, coronated Kamala through selection versus election, trying to roll her out last night as if she was a fresh face. That appears to be the playbook, you know, make Kamala a fresh face. As I said, she's not a fresh face. Her day one was 3.5 years ago. She's nothing new and she's nothing special, but actually really disrespectful what they did to Joe Biden, who is still, even though he likely should not be, the sitting current U.S. president of the United States. Just really shocking to see him receive that kind of treatment from his own party that has really disowned him and really been anxious to move, you know, beyond him. But you mentioned, to your point, last night they used President Trump's name more than they talked about any of the issues important to the American people. And we know the reason for that. That's because the Democrat Party's election strategy, which was the same when they had Joe Biden at the top of the ticket, and now an even more unlikable and dangerously liberal candidate like Kamala Harris at the top of the ticket, they know that their election strategy is to just lie and malign and be obsessed with President Trump. Because they know that when they do talk about the issues, and the polling reflects this as well, when Democrats talk about the issues, they're on the wrong and losing side of every single one of the ones that are most important to the American people. If you look at all the polling you see in battleground states, you go closer into those polls, you open up those indexes and get into the issues, crime, immigration, inflation, the economy. President Trump is most trusted on every single one of those issues, and it's not close. But that's because it's obvious, right? Kamala Harris is the woman that opened up our border. She's not going to be the one to secure it. Kamala Harris is the one who bailed out rioters, who tried to burn our country down and tear down our statues in the name of what? Solving racism? How did that go? Kamala Harris raised money to bail those people out of jail. She's also been very pro-criminal her entire prosecutorial career, even though she likes to play a tough girl on stage. And then don't get me started on the economy. Again, nothing said on that stage last night to offer the American people a pathway and a vision out of unaffordable gas, unaffordable home rates, unaffordable groceries. And it's not rocket science, by the way. This economy that we're all living through under Kamalaomics, it didn't happen by accident. The woman that broke it, Kamala Harris, isn't going to be the one to fix it. But it can be fixed. It's a very obvious playbook, actually, how it gets fixed. It's not rocket science. It's been done once before. It was done under President Donald J. Trump, and he'll do it again. And it starts by unleashing American energy independence that helps bring down the immediate cost of almost all consumer goods, going back to low taxes, no tax on tips. You saw the policy that Kamala Harris plagiarized, which she's done the exact opposite, collecting more tax on people's tips, easing our regulations, bringing that inflation rate back down to about 1.9%, which is where it was at when President Trump was in office. These things are possible, but they can only be done by one man and one party, and that is President Donald J. Trump and the Republican Party that he leads, not Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party, on display this week in Chicago.
And just a reminder here, folks, June 27th, mark that date down on your calendar. That's the last time Kamala Harris did an interview with anybody. Mm-hmm. And Caroline, it is, you know, look, the media giveth, the media taketh away. And my understanding is the media is enraged. There's only one line for the media to get into the building. And a lot of people are very unhappy. A lot of reporters are unhappy. And when they're unhappy, the coverage is not so spectacular. And I suspect we are going to start seeing the media turning on Kamala the longer she holds out and refuses to do any of these interviews.
Well, frankly, they should be unhappy. They should be more than unhappy. They should be outraged. And the onus is also on them. It is no secret that when you run as the anti-establishment candidate for president, as President Donald J. Trump has done and is doing now, you're never just running against the Democrat Party. You are always running against the liberal mainstream media apparatus that acts as the Democrat Party's PR shop. This is the same liberal mainstream media for the last 4 years that told the American people Joe Biden was fine. He's sharp as a tack. He's doing cartwheels. These are liars who are now allowing Kamala Harris to behave this way. It's like a parent and a child. If you wanted to, you would. So if they're unhappy, if they're not happy with their coverage, it's on them to step up and say, you know what? You haven't sat down for an interview. You haven't sat down for a press conference. They have the power to do this. But I suspect what's really going on here is more of a faux outrage, which is that while they may be upset, the deeper truth is the one that you and I both know, which is that the liberal mainstream media deep down, I don't think really does want Kamala Harris to sit down for a tough interview. Yes. They don't really want her to have to go through a press conference without a teleprompter, because they know and they have seen what you and I have seen, which is that when she does, the real Kamala Harris is revealed, and those poll numbers are going to continue to sink. They had that once before with Joe Biden. They know they can't afford it again. So instead, they manufacture faux outrage, maybe change the coverage slightly when they absolutely have to, only when they have to, and then keep that real, keep their real cards close to their chest and continue to conceal it from the American people.
All right. Got to run. Caroline, always appreciate you coming on. Caroline Sunshine from the Trump campaign. Thank you.
Thank you always.
All right, there you go, folks. So, by the way, today is National Radio Day. I almost forgot that. Dylan, you almost made me forget it was National. You told me it was National Radio Day.
I was about
Day.
To say, you're going to blame this on me?
Yes, and you told me, and I forgot that you told me. You got to remind me of these things.
It's our day, Todd.
So, it is our day. Happy National Radio Day, America. Here's what I want to do. I love radio, and so much so that I bought a radio station, and there are some days I'm like, what did I do? But most days I'm like, I am so glad that I did this. And one of the reasons why, in a very practical way, is I like being my own boss. I like being able to own a radio station where I allow our hosts to say what's on their mind. We don't censor them. And I love doing an excellent job in radio. You know, I think one of the people always talk about the demise of radio. Radio's not going anywhere. Radio's not going away. And you know why? Because radio is the only medium where you get to have this sort of a conversation, where you can call in and you can talk and debate whether you agree or disagree. Radio is always going to be there. You can't get that sort of connection that with a podcast or by even watching cable TV. You can't have that access. And I love that. There's this intimacy about radio. So anyway, here's what I want to do. I just want you to call in. If you are listening to us on a radio station, I want you to call in and give your local radio station a shout out. And, you know, it's interesting. What is old is new again. And we're starting to see this with Gen Zers that are going back to the old LPs. Right. So they're, you know, people are going back to what it used to be like. And that includes radio. And I've noticed that there's a shift, and a lot of young people are starting to go back and discover AM radio. And I love that. I love AM. If you were to say AM or FM, I love AM radio. There's just something real and raw about AM radio. And I just love it. I really do. All right, 901-260-5926. If you want to give your radio station, your local station, a shout out, that's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back, everybody. Happy National Radio Day. And here's the deal. We want you to call in, and we want you to give your local radio station a shout out. All right. And I will tell you, DUN folks, you guys are doing a great job. But we want everybody, we want to give a chance to give as many of our great affiliates as possible a shout out. So give us a call, 901-260-5926. I know we have a lot of KWAM listeners out there too. 901-260-5926. Let's go to Beverly in Georgia. Hi, Beverly. What's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. I just wanted to tell you I'm a faithful listener. I've listened to you all the time. I don't always get to see you when you're here in Gainesville at WDUN, but I always know when you're here. And the last time you were here, my friend Jeannie brought you a quilt. I just wanted to let you know I'm a friend of hers from high school.
Well, I love that quilt. Jeannie brought me this beautiful quilt, and it was made out of shirts, right? It was a beautiful, beautiful piece of artwork, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so, but I don't always get to see you, but I always hear you.
Well, Beverly, thank you for that, and you please tell Miss Jeannie I said hello, and I have that quilt displayed in my home, and it is just absolutely awesome. So thank you. Please tell her I said thank you again.
I certainly will, and God bless you, and go Trump.
All right, I love it. All right, let's go to Lane in Georgia. Hi, Lane. What's on your mind?
It's not Lane, it's Wayne.
Wayne.
You know Wayne.
Wayne, my friend from Smokehouse Barbecue.
That's me.
Well, my what a treat.
I called to say happy radio day.
Well, happy. Well, thank you for that. And I'm going to have to call you on National Barbecue Day. Wayne, I have to tell folks, I've got to brag on you. Best barbecue in Gainesville, Georgia at the Smokehouse Barbecue.
It's the best in the world.
Okay. Well, I'm from Tennessee, so you know I got a Memphis dry rub thing going on here, Wayne.
Right, but I don't do dry rub. We just do the best. Everything.
And what's fascinating, Wayne, you real quick, you got to tell them the story, because this is a ladies only barbecue joint, right? The ladies of your family.
Me and my daughter and my granddaughter, and we all work at it.
Well, it's a wonderful family run barbecue joint, and it is so good. The food is amazing. The sides are just unbelievable. And we always have a great time when we drop by to see you guys.
We'd love for you to come.
All right, Wayne, thank you for calling in, and thanks for wishing us a happy radio day. All right. Wow, it really is great. We did two book signings at two different books. We did book signings there. A lady brought by a plate of homemade buttermilk biscuits and a 5-pound slab of butter. I've never seen butter that big, but it was delicious. I mean, I clogged an artery just looking at it. All right, 901-260-5926 if you want to give us a shout-out and wish your local radio station a happy National Radio Day. I think we've got DUN covered. Give us a call, 901-260-5926. All right, let's go to Gray in North Carolina. Hi, Gray. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. How you doing today?
I'm well. Thanks for asking. And we love the talk station out there in Morehead City area. Great station.
It is. When I'm out traveling in that area, I can really hear it real well. But once I'm away from it, I actually love your KWAM app. And I enjoy listening to the lineup that you have as well.
We have a lot of fun, and we just added Larry Elder to the lineup, so we're very excited about that. And Larry's just a great guy. Now, Gray, I understand that you have made a $100 donation to help feed hungry children. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I tell you, you've touched my heart. Actually, I've called you once before. You were given a book away from Paul Chaplin, a chapel. The Resilient Life.
Yes, sir.
And I got in. So so I got that book right here. Serving our Lord in any capacity we can, it's an awesome gift that we're able to do.
Amen. God bless you, Gray. Well, I'm going to send you a copy of my brand new book, Twilight's Last Gleaming, Can America Be Saved? And I want to say thank you. That's just a wonderful, kind thing you did. And God bless you. You're going to be able to feed a lot of kids. We're going to be able to feed a lot of kids because of that donation. So thank you for that, Gray. And again, folks, we're going to be giving a shout out here very soon. But we want to encourage you to do like Gray did. And Gray gave $100, just got a signed copy of my new book. You can do that by going to ToddStearns.com. And click on the Give Life banner, that red banner. It'll take just a second for it to pop up. You'll see it at the top of the page and also at the bottom of the page if you're on your smartphone today. And we'll be giving you guys a shout out. 1,000 people, $5. That's all we're asking. But Gray, and he gave us $100. God bless you, sir. We'll be right back, folks. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us. Want to go right now to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to our good friend, Congressman Jim Jordan from the great state of Ohio. Congressman, hope you're doing well today.
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
You know, good. Well, I'm a little ornery because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. You know, this DNC thing going into the wee hours. Wow, what was your take on that? I mean, I sensed a lot of rage. That was the vibe I got coming out of that mess.
I've been saying this out when I've been out and about the country and around our district and saying, you know, not all Democrats are crazy, but the left that controls their party is. And some of the things we heard last night, you know, just made no sense to me. And then of course, you have this, you know, you look at their policies. I mean, it's crazy to defund the police. It's crazy to not have a border. It's crazy to let non-citizens vote. It's crazy to think men should compete against women in sports. It's, you just go down the list. And so that's today's left. They can, you know, say all the things they want. But the good news, I think, Todd, is we have something that we very rarely get in American politics. We got back-to-back administrations who are now running for the highest office in the land. Mm. And did you like the Trump years or did you like the Biden-Harris years? Did you like a secure border versus no border? Did you like $2 gas or do you like $4 gas? Did you like safe streets or record crime? Or did you like stable prices or record inflation? I mean, that's where this race is. And I think the facts are going to come through, particularly when the candidates get to debate each other.
No, I'm with you. And they're literally stealing from the Trump campaign, whether it's policy. They're trying to use the phrase make America great again. But this whole idea of joy, they're stealing that, because when you look at these Trump crowds, this is a joyful bunch. Right now, President Trump's driving through the Howell, Michigan, and Congressman, thousands of people are just on the streets having a good time waving American flags.
Yeah, yeah. You've been at those rallies. I've been at them. I've been with President Trump when he's been in Ohio. I've been to other rallies. Just like the people are excited. I still remember, this has been in President Trump's first term, when he came to our district. And people, like you said, were lining the streets, school kids coming out waving, families, small business owners, American flags, Trump flags. It was, the energy is just there, and you feel it every time he does a rally. And again, I think in the end, that's all gonna come through when we get past this pep rally stage that the Democrats are in. You know, part of it is like, they're sort of like, whew, we got rid of Joe Biden. Then it's, oh, now we got the first black woman for our top of our ticket. And then they picked, you know, this Midwestern Tim, even though I think he's got some radical things he's done. And then, of course, now it's their convention. And so at some point that all ends and we get down to the issues and we get down to the debates. And that's when I think you're going to see things move back in the direction of President Trump and Vice Presidential candidate J.D. Vance.
I know that the House is in recess. Everybody's back in their districts, doing the vacations, campaigning. But the work still continues in the House Committee on Oversight and Accountability. And I know that you guys released a report regarding impeachment. What did you guys find?
Two things. One, abuse of power. You know, the fundamental question is what was the Biden family offering to get the millions and millions of dollars from foreign entities that they received? And of course, that was told to us, not Todd Starnes saying it, not Jim Jordan saying it, but Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's business partner, in his deposition under oath, said that they were offering access to the brand, and the brand was Joe Biden. The brand was the big guy. And we lay all that out, the phone calls, the lunches, the dinners, the meetings that Joe Biden attended while he was vice president, and Hunter Biden was selling access to then Vice President Joe Biden. And then, of course, the second thing we point out is that there was the obstruction of justice, where the Biden White House, the Biden Justice Department, kept information from us, wouldn't let us see the HER audio or listen to the HER audio tape from Special Counsel HER's investigation, wouldn't let us have access to key lawyers like Mr. Morgan, Mr. Daley, who were part of the Hunter Biden investigation, and wouldn't let David Weiss, when we did get to depose him, wouldn't let him answer so many of the questions that we had. So we point out both of those in a 290-some-page report.
It seems to me, going back to Robert Hur, and the only reason that they did not move forward with charges, my understanding is that Biden was portrayed as this feeble person. I didn't see that feeble guy last night. I saw an angry man last night.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering, they can't have it both ways, can they?
Well, they tried to for a long time, and I think they would have continued to try to have it both ways, but for that performance on June 27th in the debate, where President Trump did so well and Joe Biden did so poorly. I think then they just decided, look, we gotta make a change. So they tried to play it both ways all along. That's why we asked for the tape, because remember, it's supposed to be equal treatment under the law. And what we have is President Trump got indicted by Jack Smith for his quote mishandling of classified information, but President Biden didn't, even though Robert Hur says on page one, Joe Biden knowingly disclosed classified information. page 231, Robert Hur told us why Joe Biden did it. He said Joe Biden had strong motivations for ignoring classified procedures because he was writing a book for which he got paid $8 million. So we have an $8 million motive. We have the elements of the crime, but he doesn't get charged, but President Trump does. And so we said in the course of our investigation, we want all the evidence. We want the best evidence, and we're entitled to that because we formally voted to enter an impeachment inquiry. And the courts have long held that that is like of utmost importance for the House of Representatives to get the best information. And yet they wouldn't give it to us. And so we cite that in our report as well.
291-page report. This is very thorough, folks. We've got a link to it over on our live show blog. You guys discovered that the Biden family and their associates received over $27 million from foreign individuals or entities. Is that right?
Yep. Huge amount of money. This was largely done in Chairman Comer's committee. Our committee was largely focused on the obstruction and of justice element. But yeah, that kind of money from all kinds of foreign entities. You know, there's the one example, Yelena Batorina, the wife of the former mayor of Moscow. And
right.
She is one of the wealthiest people in Russia. And she, after having dinner with the Bidens, including Vice President Biden, then sends $3.5 million to Hunter Biden's business. So, I mean, what was going on there? What counsel was Hunter Biden giving? So we give a number of examples like that of what took place, the facts about this influence peddling scheme that they were all a part of.
All right. So, Congressman, we've got the findings. You guys have found he committed an impeachable he's committed impeachable conduct. What is the next step here? Where do we go from here?
Well, that'll be a call for the House of Representatives. Our job under an impeachment inquiry, when we took a formal vote, majority of the House voted to move into that stage of our oversight, is to get the facts, put them in a report, and present that to the leadership in the House and to the members. We have done that. The next step will be the leadership deciding if we take further action. Now, we all understand that Joe Biden is, you know, not running for office, not running for the presidency, no longer going to run for re-election. And we can go from there. But we felt it's important to get the facts to the people, and then the House will make a decision.
Have you been in touch with the leadership, Speaker Johnson? And if so, is he inclined to move forward on an impeachment vote?
I think that'll be a question for the full House. I talked to leadership, but I think that's a question for the full House to consider. And when we get back in September, I'm sure that there'll be discussions about what we do next. Obviously, we're 77 days before a critical election. I think it's one of those moments of significance, you know, real pivotal moment in our country's history. And so we're all focused on making sure President Trump is going to be our next president.
All right. We're going to leave it there. Congressman, good hearing from you, and hope you're enjoying your time back in the district.
All right, we are. Thanks for all the good work, Todd. Take care.
All right. There you go, folks. Congressman Jim Jordan. And this will be an interesting thing here, folks, because we are, again, watching the clock. We've got two major things that the House will have to address when they come back, whether or not to impeach Biden. And that this will be in September, all right? So whether September, October, boom, we've got the election in November. So do we move forward with impeaching Joe Biden? And also, we've got a looming government shutdown. So Speaker Johnson sent everybody home early for vacation instead of dealing with the shutdown, the looming shutdown that's coming. So a quick question here as we go to break. Do you believe that the Republicans should move forward on impeaching Joe Biden? 901-260-5926. I want to go to a couple of calls before we take a break here. Let's go to Tony, WLOB in Maine. Hi, Tony. What's going on? Hello, Tony. All right. Let's go to Pastor John in Kentucky. Hi, Pastor John. What's on your mind?
Real quick, and I'm going to say something, then I'm going to end it with a joke. Todd, I want to say I love you, brother, a brother in Christ, and you've always given us a voice. I can only count my right hand of three radio stations that would actually give us a voice to talk, and you're the first one I could think of. You've always given the people a voice. You've always given us a chance to express ourselves, and that's how come, as a veteran and the veterans that I know that listen to you regularly, you always and never, ever, ever demeaned us. You've always given us a voice, and you've always given us positive feedback. And I followed you since New York, and I just wanted to let you know, the group of vets, I counsel veterans, we love you and respect you. And if you ever needed us, we would drop anything and everything and come and help you. And so I just needed to let you know that. You are a strong man of faith. You're a brother in Christ. And we just, you know, the veterans I talk to and the veterans I counsel, you got a lot of us here, and we love you and respect you. Now, you ready for the bad dad joke?
I'm ready. I think I'm ready as I will ever be, Pastor John.
Well, you know how they say, in case you get sick or something, is to induce vomiting? Well, if you're sick, just watch the DNC.
Well, there you go. A lot of regurgitation going on across America. Pastor John, thank you for the kind words. Thank you. And I'm not thanking you for the dad joke, but thank you for the kind words. And
we love you, brother.
All right. God bless you. God bless you. Pastor John's been with us since the Fox days. That's a long time. We've been doing this for a while now, coming up on our 10-year anniversary very soon. All right. Here's the deal, folks. We're going to take a break. It is National Radio Day. I want you to call and give your local radio station a shout-out. And I also want you to go to our website right now, toddstearns.com. You click on that Give Life banner, and you help us out. We need 1,000 of you to donate at least $5 today to help us reach our goal of feeding all these wonderful, beautiful, precious children that are in need of food and fresh drinking water. Again, our number, 901-260-5926. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you with us on this very busy week. By the way, Barack Hussein Obama and BM are going to be speaking tonight at the DNC, so that ought to be interesting. And I want to give a couple of shout-outs. You heard Gray, who just donated $100. Thank you, Gray. Debbie, dropping $50 into the till, as well as Bruce, $50. Thank you guys so very much. And again, you can even make donations once the show is off the air. Just go to toddstearns.com and click on that red banner. Let's go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Tony, WLOB. Hi, Tony. What's going on?
Todd, first time caller, long time listener.
Wow. Well, welcome to the show, Tony.
Well, hey, I love the show, Todd, but I did not want to let National Radio Day go by without recognizing the memory and the legacy of the greatest of all time, Rush Limbaugh, the guy who revitalized AM radio when it was about to die.
You know, that is so true, Tony. And, of course, we love Rush here. Rush's brother was David Limbaugh was my longtime agent. Paul Shanklin, who wrote most of Rush's very popular parody bits, actually works for us here on the Todd Stearns Show. And he does all of our parody stuff. And we just love Rush Limbaugh. And you're right. Without Rush, I would not be doing what I'm doing right now.
I think it's a possibility. I'm sure you'd be doing what you're doing, but just maybe in less of a capacity. I don't know what to say.
No, it's look. Thanks for keeping
it going. You know, Todd, freedom of speech is under attack in our country these days.
You know what, Tony, you're absolutely right. And one of the things I love about Rush, I know people try to emulate Rush, and I get it, and I think it's a very noble thing. But the reality is Rush was successful because Rush was Rush. And, you know, I'm going to be successful not because I try to emulate anybody. I'm going to be successful because I am who I am every single day on the radio, just like Rush was, you know, just like Hannity and Levin. But a lot of people misunderstood Rush, and they never got the entertainment part of what he did. And I love that, you know, and Rush, you know, no matter how crazy things were in the culture, and Rush took us through a lot of crazy times over the years. He always had a smile on his face and hope in his heart, and I hope that comes across in what we do on this show every day.
It does, Todd.
All right. Well, Tony, you got to tell your good buddy Ray Richardson over there at WLOB. I said hello. We love all of our great listeners there in the beautiful state of Maine.
Thanks so much, Todd. You have a great day and keep the faith.
All right. Thank you, Tony. He did a great job as a first-time caller. Well done. By the way, coming up at 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax, you're going to want to watch the Todd Starnes Show. We're going to have a breakdown of what the president had to say. Just the president, by the way, President Trump, is getting ready to speak in Michigan, in Howell, Michigan. He's going to be talking about crime. And, folks, I am telling you, there are thousands of people out in the streets of Howell, Michigan, ready to welcome President Trump. It's really impressive. So, again, we're going to be covering all of that. Live reports also from the DNC. We'll be giving you a preview of what we can expect later this evening. Also, Ben Dieter from KWAM Radio will be joining us as well for his weekly segment. By the way, don't forget, you can actually become an owner of Newsmax. Go to NewsmaxInvest.com. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. Newsmax is now the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Forbes magazine says it is a news powerhouse. And so we are now offering an opportunity for eligible investors to buy preferred shares in Newsmax. So, look, you can go to the website, check it all out. And if you have questions, consult your attorney, your financial advisor. But it is a wonderful opportunity to get involved in an incredible conservative news channel. And it's been a lot of fun being a part of the Newsmax team over the past, couple of years now. Time flies, as they say. All right, well, that's going to do it, folks. Here's what I want you to do. Go to your local radio station's Facebook page or give them a call. Look up their telephone number and just give them a call and say, hey, happy National Radio Day. Thank you for what you're doing and thanks for the hard work, because I'm telling you, it's a lot of fun. But it's a lot of hard work. And I will say this on behalf of the team at KWAM. Some of the finest people in radio work here at that radio station. And it is a blessing. And you good folks across the Mid-South are blessed to be able to listen to AM 990. Great, great people. All right, folks, that music means we've got to scoot out of here. It has been a fun day. Don't forget, ToddStearns.com. Donate some money. Let's feed some kids and you be great, America.